Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted. To you in order, let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto this, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And when he had said these things, She went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did, they believed him.
Glory be to God forever.
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, my beloved, is the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Abib. And at the last week, we heard the last week the gospel of feeding the multitude, which is the church is trying to tell us that our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the one who's feeding us. And he is the one who's capable to satisfy our hunger. And today, as we have listened to the gospel of today, is the gospel of the very famous gospel of John 11, is the raising Lazarus after he died, after four days of death. شفنا النهاردة أن المسيح بيقيم لعازر بعد أربعة أيام. الكنيسة النهاردة, the church is focusing on Christ, he is our life. Christ is the life of the church. He is the one who can give us life. But to understand this and to try to understand our faith, because without understanding the faith, we cannot worship God in a right way. So when we are saying Christ raise us from death, so why death from the beginning? Why God give us this status or a state of death, if someone can ask, and then he can raise us? Why God did not create us to live from the beginning? And to answer this question, we need to understand what happened from the beginning when the first time the word death came to the dictionary of the humans. We have to go back to the garden in Genesis. And every time we need to understand our faith, a lot of times we need to go back to Genesis 1 to 3. And we can hear that when we read Genesis, that the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden, and he keep it, and then he give him the command. So to understand how the Lord from he created everything from the heaven and earth and the plants and the animals, and at the end, that Saint Gregory, I think, of Nazianzus, he said, at the crown, as the everything was waiting for the king of this world. And God created his masterpiece, the man. He gave him, as he gave everybody, everything. As he gave the animals and he gave the plants, he gave them the grace of existence. بأول نعمة خدها الإنسان هي النعمة اللي تعطت له كل حاجة, كل الأحياء, كل الكائنات الحية, من الحيوانات والطيور والنبات. The grace of existence, نعمة الحياة, نعمة الوجود, دي كانت أول نعمة. However, God did not stop at this grace. Specifically for man, he gave him another grace that Saint Athanasius explained to us. So the first grace, that the grace of existence from nothing. And we will get back to this. And the second grace is the grace of the Holy Spirit, the grace of life forever. So, and at Genesis is telling us, he breathed into his nostril and then he became alive. And the Church Fathers is telling us this breath is the Holy Spirit. So that's to understand and to get to the notion of we are not like a living creature from the beginning. We're not a living being. احنا مش كائنات حية زي ما بنقول, and we explained when we study man. احنا مش كائنات حية. We're not creature. We're not living being. We're originally dead. We're originally nothing. Then God created man from non-existence, from nothing. So our original state is death. However, we got the grace of life from the source of life. We need to understand that. In Allah, هو الكائن, لو قلنا يعني بتعريفنا البشري, هو الكائن الوحيد الحي بذاته. إحنا كائنات غير حية بذاتنا. We have to have a source of life to live. We need to be connected with a source of life to live, as any other. If we any other machine, like yesterday, I used the example of fridge. If the fridge, we get the fridge to keep the food not corrupted. احنا بنشتري التلاجة عشان الأكل ما يبوظش. Once we unplug the fridge will stay there. It will not disappear. However, it will not work. And if we put food in it, it will be corrupted. يبقى التلاجة ممكن نجيبها, لو شلناها من الكهرباء خلاص انتهى شغلها, ومع ذلك هي موجودة ما اختفتش. That's exactly what happened with us. Without the source of life, we are dead. We will move, we will breathe, we will talk, we will eat, and we will marry and whatever it is. However, we are dead because we are not connected to the source of life. And that's exactly what happened with Adam. So what? So once we had been separated, we had been corrupted, we get to our original state of death. So the grace of life had been stripped from us. يبقى احنا كده اتشالت مننا نعمة الحياة. لسه موجودين. Adam lived for 900 years. However, he is living as dead. And we all came from Adam as dead also creature. So that's why we are praying in the liturgy when we say we want to say sin entered into the world. We don't say that. We say death entered into the world. So the death came from Adam to all the branches. Adam is the root, and we all the branches. So God did not create us as dead creature, but we are originally from dead. He gave us the grace of life. So after death, after the sin, we are now dead. So now what? So we are dead, and God did something very important. He prevented Adam to go and eat from the tree. And that, it looks like, why? Why, God, why didn't you do that? If the tree of life is to live forever, why didn't you allow us to eat from the tree? God said something very important. Lest he go and live forever as a dead person. So out of love, God prevented Adam to go and eat from the tree of life. He wanted to freeze him in this state, and then he will come and fix the problem. لو آدم كان أكل من شجرة الحياة كان يعيش في الفساد ده للأبد. كان يعيش كده حي ميت. لك اسم أنك حي وأنت ميت. So God prevented this. He want to أعمل كده زي إيه؟ أنا هخلي آدم على حالته لغاية ما أجي وديله الحياة مرة أخرى. But this is a dilemma as the Stanton has explained to us. The problem is there is death has been it has to be conquered. So why did God did not accept the repentance of Adam? Because there is now a new element in the nature of Adam called death, corruption. And this interwoven to every aspect of the human nature. الموت ما كانش حاجة من برا الجسد بيموت. ده كان متغلغل يعني متضافر زي ما بيقول سانت أثناسيوس في كل حتة في طبيعتنا. Flesh or body, spirit and soul. Every single aspect of our nature had been died, had been interwoven with this. The repentance will not solve the problem. The only solution is life come and interwoven with every aspect of the human nature. حل الوحيد كان تيجي الحياة وتنضفر في كل جزء في طبيعتنا. How to do that? Death has to be conquered. لازم الموت يتغلب. So the word of God, as St. Athanasius explained us, يقول لنا كده, the word of God, he figured out, he perceived that the only solution for the human is life to go into his nature. لازم الحياة تخش. How? Someone has to go and conquer death and give life to us. And we all did. We all did create. We all now did. So someone has to come outside of this root of Adam. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I will come. I will come to conquer death for you and give you an exchange, this death with life. I will take death on me and I'll give you life. But there is a problem. Why? Because the word of God, he is the divine, he can't die. He cannot die. There is a big issue now. So the only solution is that the word of God to die, he has to assume a body or a nature it's capable of death, can die. And that's why the incarnation was the only solution. There was no other solution. So how God solved the problem? We have now problem of corruption and problem of death. When our Lord Jesus Christ took the nature from Saint Mary, our nature from Saint Mary, what did he do? He did not have a physical father, so he did not come from Adam. So he cut the root of Adam, and he began to put us in a new root, his own root. And since he is life, so we all came born again from on high, born as a living creature again. كان لازم المسيح كان لازم لما يجي من حد غير آدم. عشان كده الله العلي كده ويقول لها كده الروح القدس يحل عليك وقوة العلي تضلك. The Holy Trinity started this incarnation so the Son can come from as a man from Saint Mary, take the human nature. So once the human nature had been united with the divine nature, the corruption at this moment gone. He has healed us. However, there is still death he has to conquer. That's why he died. So when he died, he went through the same path of all the human being. He is now human like us. Everything except sin in every aspect of human nature. He can be hungry. He can be sad. Today we have seen them. He's crying. In the Gethsemane, St. Paul explained in Hebrew that he was crying, screaming with tears. What all of this? How dare we can talk about God like that? Because he became man. And that's what St. John started his gospel. that the divine, the Son, became man. He assumed a human nature like us without sin. So he died. And once he died, now what? The death came to swallow him as he did with every other human nature. And guess what? Once the death swallowed him, he figured out he's swallowing life itself, the divine nature. And then death died. That's why we're saying in the Easter that we said that by your death, death died. By your death, you conquer death. He conquered death for us. But guess what? He has our nature. So now there is two contradicting action happened in the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. We died with him, so we are died anyway. That's not enough. But we have resurrected with him as well. These two actions had been. So we died with him. We have life with him. He took on our death, and he gave us his life. So to live forever. But why we are dying now, if this is the case? Why we are dying? If he gave us life forever. This is not death. When our body separates from the spirit, we are actually getting to get the reward, the life forever. It's a state of enough for tiring, enough for exhausting. Kifaya ta'ab wa alam. Come to receive the crown of life, which I promised you when you. That's what's why in the baptism, Saint Paul explained to us: we die with him. That's three times. We go 3 days with him, and we resurrect again with him. We take life with him. That's why today, when he said he went, and they told him Lazarus died, he said, "This death, this sickness is not for death." The sickness is not for death. And please, just take this word on you and me as well. When we have a sickness of the disease of sin, our Lord Jesus Christ is still telling me and you, this sin is not for death. But how? He said that I will give you my word. I am the word of God. That's why we come here today. We come here today to be united, to take the communion, and we unite with life. United with life. But there is something our Lord Jesus Christ did it very, very, it's amazing, fascinated. He said that. He was arguing with Martha and Mary. He's like, if you were here, my brother would not have to die. And he's like, I am the resurrection. I am the life. The ego in me. I am the Son of God. I am the life. I am the resurrection. And he said, and after he had the emotion with them, he cried. And he cried also with every one of us. And then he said something very, take away the stone. Oh, so couldn't you, Lord, take the stone away? Is like, we have responsibility as well. He has the grace free for all of us. All the graces will be for us. The resurrection, the life, and all these graces will get back to us. But we have to take the stone away. We have to repent. Since we get the life in the baptism, we need to repent. That's the only responsibility. We need to accept life. Receive the Holy Spirit, that as he said to his disciple. Yes, and I have to open my heart and give him the chance to say, like Lazarus, come. And every single one of them, he put his name, come, come out. Enough is staying in death. We have the opportunity, we have the grace of life in us, but we need to take away the stone. Why till now? Why we accept the word that he has been dead for this? His stench. That's our state without the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the state of stench called anten. That's what sin does to us. Natana, corruption. ruining of the temple of God. However, we have the word. We have the word of come, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Every single one have this word of life. Today and until we leave this life. Come out, come forth. Enough of death. But we need to take away the stone. We need to accept him saying that. My beloved, our new life in Christ is totally different than fighting of our deeds or ethics or whatever. يعني لو احنا الموضوع اكبر من مجرد تغيير سلوك اخلاقي. Our call is to be new sons of God. He is the only son of God by nature. However, he called every one of us to be his son, to be united with him. He is united with the Father, to have, as St. John explained in his epistles, to have the fellowship with the Father and the Holy Spirit in him. Do we understand how great, how glorified we are? He called every single one of us by his name. Everyone is called to live this life of glory, the life of holiness. But we need to take away the stone. We need to allow him. How? It's not by our effort. And please fade up from yourself. Like, كفاية. قول له رب أنا مش I'm frustrated. Get frustrated from yourself. Stop trying to change yourself by yourself. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. محاولاتنا لتغيير نفسنا بتغيير شوية سلوك من برا. مش هو ده. This is not the way. The only way to submit to God and it's like, I can't do it. There is my tomb open for you. Can you please say the word? And he will do it. He is here to do that. He came to the word to do that, to raise us. But do not stay and keep your stone and then complaining from, I can't change. I try to change. Yes, you will try whatever. Don't waste your life trying. Just come to him. Open your heart to him. Repent. But when we repent and confess, do not try to get excuses. Just put, I am dead. Yes, I am dead. Try to put some other names to my sins. No, put the right name to the right sin, to the sin. This is death. This is adultery. This is corruption. This is stealing. Put the right name, the right title of the sin. كفاية نزوق خطايانا ونعترف بحاجات مش احنا اللي عملناها. أقل كتير من احنا عملناها. Open our heart. Have the connection every single day. Pray every day. Do not stop praying. I'm not talking about the few minutes we're praying. No, make your life as a prayer. Put him everything. Work, study, sons, daughters, problems, happiness, everything. Have this connection. Be alive. Enough death in our life. Let the word of God come and enter everything. Enter your mind, your heart, your emotions, all of you. Tell him, come and be the king. I accept you. اديله السلطان اللازم ان هو يغير فيك. كفاية موت. لانه الاثنين احنا كلنا هنقوم. مش كده؟ كلنا هنقوم. لكن في ناس هتقوم لقيامة الحياة وفي ناس هتقوم لقيامة الدينونة. I will end with the Romans 6, that's our Lord Jesus Christ. He's saying, or St. Paul is telling us, that most assuredly I say to you, our Lord is saying that, the hour is coming and now is now. What will happen now? When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. That's now, right now. And now means now. The problem of postponing this, to be in death, to be dead, it's very dangerous. Now, when we hear the word of God, this is talking about the ديتاء تسعة وهي الآن حين يسمع صوت ابن الإنسان والسامعون يحيون. It's the call of life. It's not called to change some deeds. Why? He's saying that for as the Father has life in himself, so has the granted the Son to have life in himself. We are coming to united in life, to life. We are live in life. And then if you live this, if we hear this life and accept it today, and he said that, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming later on after we rested here, after we go to our tombs, which is that a fact will happen, the time will come, the hour will come, which all those are in graves will hear his voice. And guess what? And come forth those have done good, those have accepted the life in their life, in their initial life, they will be resurrected of life. And those who have done evil, those who did not accept life here, they will come to the resurrection. There will be resurrection, but resurrection of condemnation. It's our choice. It's our choice. If we choose life, we will live forever. If we choose death, we will live in death forever away from him. Today, our beloved will conclude to say that, accept life. Be united in life. Do not let your day go without plug yourself to life. Enough of death, enough of stench, enough of close the stone and have the corruption eats you. That's enough of that. Let the word talk about every single one of us by his name. Come forth, come alive. I am the resurrection alive. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Unia.